So, Councillor Burns, after the full council meeting on Thursday, the council have now decided only to take the trams to Haymarket. Where do you think that leaves the tram project?
Well, I think it's a far from ideal situation. I mean, nobody wanted the project to stop so short of its original aspirations, but there has been, you know, a woeful management of, politically, a woeful management of the project over the last 4.5 years, and it has spiralled out of control, both in time and in budget. And, you know, yesterday we were faced as councillors with an impossible choice between taking the tram to St Andrew Square, costing an extra £231 million, which would have been £15.3 million of council taxpayers' money, of revenue money, every year for 30 years to pay that debt back, or stopping at Haymarket, where most of the funding is available. I accept that on initial reporting, the Haymarket option did indicate that it would make a revenue loss on an annual basis, but it's not that difficult to make arrangements to the service from Haymarket to the airport to turn it into a revenue-making service. And I think if you speak to potential operators of the service, they're quite clear on that. So the council officers now need to respect the democratic will of the chamber yesterday and deliver the project to Haymarket.
And the Haymarket option will obviously have a cost on its head as well. Do you know what that cost will be right now?
Yeah, I mean, the initial figure that was reported back in June was some £700 million. We think that can be driven down. You know, already allocated to this project is the £545 million plus the 10% contingency that was allocated by the council some time ago. And we think that the figure for Haymarket can be driven down. And I mean, I can only repeat that the council officers, and it has to be said also the political leadership who lost the vote yesterday, have now got a clear instruction of the council. It's an active council to deliver the project to Haymarket, and it is now their job, and they've got a duty to do this, to deliver the project to Haymarket, and to do it at the best cost to the local authority.
And on an ongoing basis, do you or indeed any other members of the Labour group have an active role in the council body which takes this tram project forward?
No, to the best of my knowledge, we don't, I'm afraid, because we are opposition groups. We are an opposition group, and you know, the council is run by an SNP Liberal Democrat administration. It lost the vote yesterday. It is still the executive of the council. It's, you know, it is the political executive. It has got the responsibility now, today, to respect the wishes of the council. You know, the vote that prevailed was the Labour Conservative position. They have now got a political duty and a moral duty to respect the wishes of the council and to deliver the project to Haymarket. It is now their responsibility to do this.
And what do you say to the many critics in the press today who are saying that this is now a complete shambles?
Well, I completely understand that point of view, and you know, I respect people who have got that point of view. I would only ask people who are making that case to look very carefully at the choices that were put before us yesterday as elected members, and to think, also to reflect on how we got to this position and how it arrived at such a choice of, in effect, what were a bunch of lesser evils, whether we go to St Andrew Square, whether we go to Haymarket, or whether we cancel the whole thing. You know, over the last 4.5 years, the project has completely unravelled, and I think the critics of the Haymarket option need to look at what options were before us yesterday, or in the council chamber on Thursday, and ask themselves just what would they have done? Would they have agreed to saddle the local authority with £231 million of additional debt, costing Edinburgh taxpayers £15.3 million every single year for 30 years just to get the tram 3 more stops to the east end of Princes Street, when, you know, 11 stops will now be built to Haymarket?
And is it your hope then that after the Haymarket option is completed, that sometime after that the tram actually will then run in Princes Street?
Well, I think, you know, there's a desperate need to get something operational on this project. I mean, it's been desperately required for many, many months, if not now several years, to see something delivered. You know, we need to get the project delivered to Haymarket. People need to be able to use that tram line to Haymarket, see the benefits of the potential benefits of the tram line, and if in due course that leads to further extensions, then all well and good. But we cannot do that without further additional funding, and that was the problem with the decision in the council chamber on Thursday. There was no more additional funding from central government or from any other source to fund the gap to get the project any further. It was all going to fall on Edinburgh Council taxpayers that, you know, in the figures I've already mentioned, you know, it was going to cost us all nearly 15.5 million pounds every year for 30 years. So yes, I want to see it expanded in the future, but it has to be funded, and money must be available to build further extensions. We can't do it just by borrowing on the future services of the City of Edinburgh Council taxpayers. It's just not acceptable.